Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End.
I am very excited about this news, but it was released yesterday that a sequel to A Christmas Story is now being made, and it is coming to HBO Max, and it will hopefully be done in time for Christmas of next year. I am so excited about this. News gets even better. It gets even better. Peter Billingsley, who played the original Ralphie, is going to play Ralphie again. The movie is going to not just be like a sequel that takes place like a few years after the original. It's going to take place like to keep up with his age. So he's going to be, he's 50. So he's going to be 50 in the movie. And the movie is going to be about him taking his sons back to Cleveland Street in Indiana and trying to give them a great Christmas like he had when he was a kid. And there's also, I read in an article with him reconnecting with old friends. So I'm sure like Flick and Schwartz like are going to be back in it. And also it says reconciling the death of his father, which to me made me choke up because A Christmas Story is my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people miss the meaning of that movie, that it's not, it's a great movie about the family and the mom is important and Randy's important, but it is at its core a movie about Ralphie and his dad. That when he gets the BB gun at the end, spoiler alert, you realize that his dad, who was aloof and detached the whole movie, has actually been listening and loving his son the whole movie. It's such a great movie. It's so good.
I never got that message. That's the first time I've thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I like that.
I have a small problem with this.
Well, so do these two dummies.
I do.
Oh, really? Because I love the concept of this. I have trouble looking at adult Peter Billingsley.
Really?
Yes.
Because he looks like Ralphie still.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It looks like an anime version of Ralphie.
Oh.
Like, it looks human, it looks real, but you know it's not.
And for anybody who, like, well, how does Katie know what Peter Billingsley even looks like now? He's, like, actually a very successful Hollywood producer, and he puts himself in a lot of movies that he produces. The most notable one is Elf. He is, like, he's, like, the lead elf, besides Bob Hope, he's the lead elf in the movie Elf, and he talks to Buddy he's like, you're not a cotton-headed Ninny Muggins. That's Ralphie.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I totally know what you're talking about, because he's got piercing blue eyes. He still has like kind of a boyish face, but he also has kind of an old man face too.
Yeah. It looks like if I took one of those face apps and I went like, show me what I'm gonna be like when I'm old.
It's totally true.
I see it.
Kevin just Googled old Peter Billingsley now and he's shook.
I'm shook. He's the elf.
He's the elf and an elf. Well, then not the elf, but
Maybe I should watch The Christmas Story now that I know he's the elf.
You've never seen A Christmas Story?
No, it looks dumb.
Kevin.
What?
Kevin. That makes me want to shake you.
Is the guy at the front of the movie Ralphie, movie poster?
You've never, it's literally on 24 hours a day.
Let me guess.
So good.
Let me guess the storyline. He wants all the presents in the world, okay? But then the true present is finding the meaning of family time.
No.
Oh.
He wants just one present.
Oh yeah, you were telling me.
What do you think that present is?
Like,
I just said
a BB gun.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
For a
and
BB
why do you
gun?
Think he can't have one. Kevin, why do you think his parents say he can't have one?
Because he's a child.
Well, essentially, you're
right. Why specifically?
I don't know, because he could harm people.
He could harm himself.
Because there's better things to wish for on Christmas.
You should really watch it.
That's the Christmas story.
Okay. I know it's not Christmas time, but you should watch this movie.
I'll watch the sequel when it comes out.
Okay.
I loved the first one, and before Christmas happened, I ended up watching a sequel on HBO Max called A Christmas Story 2, and it just so happened to be the worst movie I have ever seen in my life.
Now, Jacob is right. There has already been a sequel made to A Christmas Story. It is called A Christmas Story 2, and he is also right. It is a dumpster fire.
It's so bad.
Kevin, what do you think the premise of A Christmas Story 2 is?
Let me guess. He wants another gun, but this time maybe a paintball gun, because he's a little older now.
Oh, because it's not cool to just want a BB gun. Okay, yeah. And then what's the lesson that he learns?
He learns that sometimes you don't need all your family there for holidays because you're okay to cancel people.
it's about canceling people.
Yes.
Well, about wokeness.
Jacob, is he right?
He's close. He wants a car because he's a little older.
Yeah, he's a teenager in the second one. And Daniel Stern from Home Alone plays the old man. It's just not a good movie. Well, what they're going to pretend like that movie never happened.
Are they allowed to do that?
Of course they're allowed to. They do it in horror movies all the time.
Oh, they should be ashamed of themselves, though. They need to make people watch. It's so bad.
It's really bad. I know. It's really bad. The guy who played Ralphie is a different guy.
Yeah.
And like he's...
Okay, wait. Okay, so going back to the sequel of The Good One, what year will it take place in?
Like late 70s, early 80s, because he's 50. Ralphie's 9 in the original, and the original take place in 1940. So I think it's going to be like 1979, because I think Ralphie's actually 50 years old now.
Whoa.
I'm jazzed for this movie.
That's pretty cool.
I posted about it on Instagram last night, and I was shook by how many people DM'd me, and they were like, I hate this movie. And I was like, I can't even talk
Kevin
to you.
Was it just Kevin over and over?
So don't watch the movie is what you're saying.
No, watch the movie.
People hate it.
It's so good. It makes me cry every single time.
I would cry at the graphics, too. 1940?
Okay. It wasn't made in 1940. I can't with him today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.